在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Hello, this is Claire from the United States, and I am talking with Mike from Singapore about serving in the Army. Mike, I've heard that in Singapore, it is required that all men serve in the Army. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. We have to serve in the Army for 2.5 years if you're a university graduate, and if your highest qualification is high school, then you have to do just 2 years.
So it's better to volunteer right out of high school if you want to serve a very short time in the military.
That's right. But, however, if you're just out of high school, the kind of job you're going to get in the Army is not going to be very good, actually. Because for officers or for sergeants, you have to have at least college education.
Oh, okay. So you went to the Army out of high school or college?
College.
So you were an officer?
No, I was an artillery sergeant. And I was actually posted to the artillery branch for about 1 year. And then after that, when they found out I was a college graduate, I had to do human resource work for my camp. And that took me another 1 year.
Oh, so when you say artillery, do you mean you were doing stuff with cannons and big guns?
That's right. Actually, what we do, it's a lot of the training is based on how we get the guns ready for the actual test firing. Mm-hmm. And then we have to study how to repair the guns on site for about 3 months or so. Mm-hmm. And in order to drive the guns, you have to have a license, and that will take about 1 month.
And is it a common sight to see these trucks driving around Singapore? I mean, it's a very small island, isn't it?
Right. So we do most of our practices in Australia, actually, or New Zealand.
So you have a military partnership with Australia.
Right. We've actually with many other countries in the world. For example, for the Air Force, mm-hmm. The partnership is with United States because all the equipments are actually purchased from United States.
Yes, F-16s,
right. And then for artillery, training is held in Australia and New Zealand. And then for the rest of the other infantry exercises, it can be United States or Sweden or actually all over Asia. Because as you have mentioned, Singapore is such a small place, so there's not much space for us to do a lot of whatever we want to do.